why I'm big, but I'm banging on my chest. Ay, 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 traveling.
I love books. Do you love books? Books are great. Read more books. Listen to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Hooray!
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a senior at Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Mishuda, and I'm also a senior at Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Lena. I am a student at MC Smith Elementary School, maybe? I don't know.
No one ever knows the name of that school anymore.
Yeah.
And how old are you, Lena?
I'm 10. Because it's my birthday today.
Yay!
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
So I want to see if between Mishuda, Amelia, and I, if we can sing happy birthday one line at a time.
Oh, we can attempt.
We'll take turns. Because it's impossible to sing in sync via Zoom.
Yeah.
But we could sing one at a time. So I'll do a line, then Amelia does a line, then Mishuda does a line, then I do a line. Okay. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Lena.
Happy birthday to you. How old? And I'm just kidding. We already did that.
No,
we already covered that. But happy birthday, Lena.
Thank you.
I hope you have a fun birthday celebration with your family.
Yeah, I hope so too.
And now, oh, we never said what show we are. So we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
All that good stuff. And we're usually here with our friend AJ, who I forget how old she is. So I'm not sure if we're all in double digits now. And our friend Fahim, who is in double digits. So we'll have to wait until we hear back from AJ about how old she is. I forget. I'm really bad with ages. I was telling Lena before the show that I thought she was 11. 10 or 11. I was like, I didn't think she was 9 going on 10. I thought she was 10 going on 11 or 11 going on 12. But I am wrong. Many times. But yeah, so we hope Lena has a great birthday. And maybe you'll get some books as presents, or maybe you'll get other stuff.
Yay.
Who knows?
Quarantine cure so I can figure out how they made it. And then I'll spread it across the globe. And then in 10 years, I will give it to everyone because the Farmer's Almanac said they'll come back in 10 years.
Remember, it wasn't the Farmer's Almanac. It was some psychic.
Yeah, but like I thought it was the psychic who wrote the Farmer's Almanac.
No.
Oh, okay.
But that's nice of you to share the cure. I do hope you get it.
Yeah.
For that reason.
Same.
But yeah, does anyone have a book they would like to talk about or a bookish thing?
A lot of the things I've been... Oh, Lena raised her hand first. Let's go with Lena.
Go first, Emily.
It's her birthday after all. We should let her go first.
Yeah, Lena gets to go first.
No, yes.
Please, no. I don't want to go first anymore.
Then why'd you raise your hand?
I thought no one was going to do it, so I was like, oh, okay, I don't want this to be awkward. So.
All right, so we'll have Amelia go first.
I've been reading mostly bookish things. I've read a lot of comic books recently, and I've also, like, fallen into the realm of internet horror stories, which is a weird realm, but a fun realm. Basically, there's a whole community of narrators on YouTube who will narrate stories written by internet users on Reddit or other places. So they aren't published, but, you know, they kind of have put their work out there to be read. A lot of them are written as if they're, like, first-person accounts, as if they're talking about a problem they have on the internet, but it turns creepy or paranormal. I've been listening to My Cabin Getaway series, which is what it's labeled as My Cabin Getaway on the narration channel that I like to watch, which is Bebusta. I don't know who wrote it because a lot of these stories are written under a username. This one was written on Reddit and tells the story of a man and his fiance who go to her family's cabin in the woods to spend some time up there on vacation. And they end up getting followed back home by something paranormal that's linked to her trauma when she was a young girl. So there's, like, themes of trauma in it. There's themes of her being, like, haunted by the manifestation of whatever she experienced. But then there's also the mystery aspect because they don't actually know what she's been through. And in order to get rid of this entity that's following them, they have to figure out how to get her over her trauma. So it's interesting. It's my favorite. It's one of my favorite stories on his channel. It's very good.
That's awesome. I know you like your scary stories.
I do. I love my horror stories.
Yeah. So it's nice that you have access to lots of stories on the internet, too.
Yes,
you're able to explore those. You don't have to just rely on the publishing industry to keep up with your love for horror.
Yeah. But yeah, being on quarantine gives me a lot of time to sit down and catch up on internet series and horrors that I'm a particular fan of. There are, like, two others that I'm trying to get into, but I need to wait until I finish this one.
Ms. Shooter or Lena, do either of you read stories online?
I do read stories online. Basically, my English teacher showed us, like, 2-minute horror story. I sometimes go online and read that. It's scary sometimes. You don't even need, like, 10 pages of a story. It just sums it up. Yeah, and I also have The Midnight's Dawn. I just wanted to share that, like, you know, the Breaking Down and, you know, the vampire series, like, of Vela Swan by Stephanie Meyer. Like, there's a new book coming up. It's called Midnight Sun, and it's expected on, like, August 4th of this year, so, like, they should check it out.
I heard that there is a new Twilight book coming out.
Yeah, it's called Midnight Sun.
Yeah.
Is that the one that's from Edward's perspective? The vampire's perspective?
I don't think so.
No, it's the work that retells, like, the events of Twilight. Yeah, sorry. It's the perspective of Edward Cullen.
Oh, so she's actually writing it? She's writing that one? Because I thought she wasn't going to because a bunch of the pages got leaked.
It's going to be published on August 4th. I really hope there's a movie to it.
The cover looks cool.
It does.
Oh, it does.
For those that have seen the Twilight series book covers, there's one's and hands holding an apple, there's a flower, and then I forget what the other one is. But this one is the inside of a pomegranate, which is just about the prettiest fruit there is.
It is
arguably. Yeah, so that's cool. Have you read the Twilight series?
I have watched the movies. Mm-hmm. I love the movies.
So you think you're going to read this?
Hopefully. I'm really interested in knowing, like, what made her write this, like, paranormal series. Like, mm-hmm. Sounds so realistic when she's, like, in the movie and, like, how it's described.
Yeah. I went to the area where that story is set on a vacation. Not because I like Twilight, but when my sister got married out in the Pacific Northwest, And so my husband and I took a trip before the wedding and went up to the Ho Rainforest in Washington State. And we stayed in Forks, which is where those characters live. And then we also went to the beaches at Lapush, which is where the Native American characters in the book are from. And it's a really beautiful area. But it was funny because the time that we went there, Twilight was still very popular and like the movies were still coming out. And there was just Twilight stuff everywhere. Like the restaurants and stores all had like posters and stuff for sale for the fans. And when you went into Lapush, I don't know if they still have this. Hopefully it's died down. But they'd have like a sign that said, no vampires beyond this point. Stuff like that. It's kind of bizarre, but also fascinating.
It's funny.
Really beautiful area of the country.
I was never a fan of the movies. I prefer to like kind of make fun of how cheesy the romance aspect is in that movie, in those kinds of movies, rather than actually enjoy them. But there is, I think it's in Breaking Dawn Part 1, I think that's when she gets married. And I am absolutely in love with the wedding scene. It's beautifully shot. So even like as I sit here like, this is dumb. Why is she like in love with the vampire? This is weird. But then I hit that wedding scene and I'm like, oh my god, she's in love with the vampire. It's so pretty.
it's like a switch flip, oh my gosh,
it's so gorgeous and beautiful.
Yeah, I think I read the first three books because I was working with teens at the time and they loved the books, and so I felt like I should read it in solidarity with them. But then I got through the third book and the fourth one was out and I was like, I can't do it. Like, I feel like I should, but I can't. And I had a friend that convinced me I shouldn't read it. But I did watch the movies and I thought they were fun.
Yeah. I can't watch the movies with my mom. She gets annoyed at me for making fun of it.
Yeah, one thing I don't understand is like, how do you get powers like when you're a vampire?
Well, that's the one thing I know. I know Edward was bitten and turned during the Spanish flu. That's something they clear up in like the first movie or something. When he was turned, and that's how old he is.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, after Bella turns into a vampire, she has power to, you know.
Yeah, she gets like this weird obscure like power of like, a lot of them have powers like mind reading, like Alice is a psychic.
How does that work?
I don't know how that works. I think it's just like to add some spice to the already them being vampire aspect of the whole film series, whatever. So I don't know how that really works. The series is so weird, honestly, when you actually try to think about it rationally. It's such a strange book series. Especially can't watch the second movie with my mom, because then we'll spend the entire time arguing. Because I was like hardcore like team Jacob. I know, right? He's so much. I deeply believed that he was so much better for Bella than Edward was, and my mom would get really upset with me.
Yeah, but like I like Jacob too, but then I didn't like the fact that he marked on Bella's daughter.
That's like a thing. There's like this weird thing called imprinting in like the werewolf culture, and like I like stuff like that. I like the world building. I care more about the world building than I do about Edward and Bella, and I wish there was more of that in the books, which maybe we'll get with Midnight Suns if it's from the vampire's perspective. I did just find out literally yesterday, so it's funny we're talking about this now. I found out yesterday that Stephanie Meyer wrote like a gift for like the something's anniversary of Twilight. But she wrote like this gift for the fans where it's gender swap Twilight. It's Beau Swan and Edith Cullen. And I'm kind of obsessed with that.
I wonder how similar it is. Like how much she changed.
I think it's like the same story, but Edward being stalkerish is toned down a bit. Because that's like a thing in the first movie where he's just like, I'm watching you sleep. And she's like, do you do that often? And that's why I was so weirded out by the whole story. I was like, why are you okay with this? I don't know. My mom loves it. I don't as much. But, you know, it's there.
She probably doesn't like your dragon books as much as you do.
I tried to get her to like my dragon books as much as I did. She read the first series and then didn't read anymore. That made me very sad because she didn't get to my favorite book in the entire series. Speaking of which, I may have found my least favorite book in the entire series, and that's a very difficult thing to come to terms with.
That's the one with the humans in it?
Yeah, I've never been so turned away by a Wings of Fire book. I almost feel kind of betrayed, or like I'm betraying the series, but I don't care about the humans as much. And it's a legends book, which means it's like you wouldn't like really have to read it to understand what's going on. It just tells the same story from a different perspective. So I'm almost tempted to just read a summary of it and not read it. So it's kind of funny that the two legends books that are out both contain my absolute favorite and my least favorite of the books in the series. But yeah, I've been trying to read it and I'm just like, this is boring. They're just people. What's the point anymore?
Well, humans are the worst.
Yeah. In a world that has dragons and dragon kingdoms and prophecies and cool dragon powers, they're kind of the least interesting part of the world. So I'm not really that tempted to read about them.
So Lena, do you have anything you want to talk about?
I have a book that is basically part of a movie because it's called Because of Winn-Dixie.
And
it's
I've been trying to remember the title of this book for years. I remember reading this.
And so it takes the one scene where they're at the library.
Yes, the best place in the world.
Yeah, and it's one of my favorite scenes because I'm going to try to summarize it. It's not really a big part of the movie. So Opal wants to go to the library because I'm pretty sure it has like air conditioning or something. And then
it's a good reason.
Yeah. It's a mood right now.
Yeah. And so this is like after she got Winn-Dixie. And so she wants to go inside. I'm pretty sure it's because of air conditioning and because she wants a book. And so she sees Miss Franny, who is the librarian. So she's talking to Miss Franny, and then Miss Franny drops to the ground. And Opal says, Miss Franny, are you all right? Miss Franny says, a bear, I asked. He has come back, she said. He has? Where is he? Out there. And so it's basically how Miss Franny is explaining how when she was a little kid, her father built her a library. And so she had one of her most favorite books in there. I'm pretty sure it was like about the Civil War, maybe. And so she was reading it and she was like outside. And then a bear comes across. She drops her book and she also drops on the ground, but then the bear takes the book and then the bear just went away, vanished. And so Miss Franny tried to tell everyone, but they made fun of her because they thought that she was joking around and they thought that she was making it up.
This is like bringing back memories from when I read this book, because I remember the thing with the bear and the bear taking the book. And I remember reading this movie. Wow, I was really about to say that. I remember watching the movie when I was younger in class, because it was one of those books they assigned us to read.
Oh. And then, and Opal tells her that's her dog. And Miss Franny gets embarrassed because she thought it was a bear. And I'm pretty sure that's where it ends off. This is like the first story we read it for the whole entire year. I thought I was going to hate it. I loved it. I especially loved the movie, but I couldn't finish it because the disc was old.
So it skipped.
Then it stopped.
No. I still need to read that book. I like that author a lot, but I haven't read that one. So someday I will read it.
Oh, okay.
And now I'll know that there's a bear. Assuming that's in the book and the movie.
Yeah.
But you said it was, right?
Yeah.
I had a bear. I've had a couple bear encounters in my life. But I had one in my adult life where I was at a campsite with some friends over in the Catskills, and some of them had Magic the Gathering cards with them that they left out overnight, and there was a bear that came to the campsite. And then when we were packing up to go, they realized that their cards were missing, and they thought they must have packed them somewhere in the, you know, whatever. But then one of my friends saw something in the woods at a distance, and they went to check, and it was the Magic the Gathering cards, and they had been, the bear had grabbed them and taken them out into the woods.
He just wanted to play some Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
Let him play.
And so there were a couple that had little puncture marks on them.
That's so, like a story to tell.
Yeah, so I decided that bear now has magic powers from those cards. So if you encounter a magic bear in the Catskills, that's why.
Good for him. He just wanted to play a game or two.
Yeah, that's his superhero origin story.
That's like a story to tell. Can you imagine like playing Magic the Gathering and you pull out these punctured cards and you're like, you want to know how this happened? There was a bear. But yeah, I've never had a close-up bear encounter, thank goodness, because I'd probably panic if I did. I'd probably get scared. But I've seen them in a zoo. You want to know what I've never seen before that I really want to see, like in real life, not in videos or pictures and anything. I want to see one in real life. I've never seen a real life raccoon. Like a living raccoon.
You were going to say that.
I want to see a raccoon. I desperately want to see a living raccoon. And I will not believe that they're real until I see a living raccoon in front of me in real life.
I feel like I used to see them all the time as a kid. And so I don't know if they were just more common in New Hampshire where I grew up or if I saw them on vacation, but I feel like they were kind of that sort of animal that you would see. And now here in Hudson, I feel like I always see skunks and possums for like
I have seen a skunk before. They're so cute. The one I saw was scary. I was walking home from school and they're like nocturnal animals. So I look up and I thought I saw like a cat or a dog walking up to me. And some of the neighbors have dogs that they don't keep on leashes because they know to stay in like the yard. So I was like, oh, it's maybe one of those things. I get close enough to it and I realized it was a skunk and I just like kind of scampered past it, like closer than I would have wanted to. But if I had gotten any further away from it, I would have been out in the road. And I don't know, they're nocturnal animals. So I was like, I was scared it was sick because they're not supposed to be out that early. So I just kind of like shuffled around it and was like, please, please don't do anything to me. Please. I'm not bothering you. But it was cute. They're cute animals, but they're scary.
Yeah. I don't love running into them, but I think they're very cute when they're far away.
Yeah.
Anyways, I have a book I could talk about that I've been reading and really enjoying. It's a book for teens called I Believe in a Thing Called Love by Maureen Gu. And it's about a young woman named Desi Lee, who is Korean-American, and she lives with her dad. Her mom's passed away, and she's a senior in high school, and she's a real overachiever. She's like school president. She is varsity soccer squad, and she's looking to go to an Ivy League school, and she's just an overachiever in many ways. But the one thing she's not an overachiever in is love. She's never had a boyfriend, and she considers herself really clumsy when it comes to flirting and interacting with people that she may deem crush-worthy. But then she's decided that it's her senior year, and she's going to figure out how to have a boyfriend before she graduates. She wants to have that high school experience. And so she decides, you know, if she has a plan, she'll be able to do it because you can do anything you want as long as you have a plan. So the plan she puts in place is to fall in love with this guy named Luca, who is an artist, a teen artist at her school. And she decides to use steps that she's learned from watching Korean dramas to help win him over. And so once she starts with her plan, each chapter title is one of the steps in her plan. So for instance, step 5 is have a secret dream that brings you closer to the guy. And then step 6 is doggedly pursue your dream, no matter the cost to your well-being.
Oh no.
Step 7, mystery surrounds the guy, but find out more. So it has a lot of references to K-dramas. So if you're a fan of K-dramas, which I actually haven't watched any really, but my guess is that you would find a lot that you recognize from that. But it's pretty fun. She's an interesting character, and her friends and her love interest and her dad are all interesting characters as well. And then she has, you know, various hijinks that occur in her quest to find true love.
I think I've seen a K-drama once, and I somehow ran into it on a hotel TV while I was like channel surfing. And it was very strange because it was in Korean and I didn't know what was happening. But man, did I want to know what was happening because it was wild.
Yeah, I'd like to try them out sometime, but I need to have the time to commit to a new show and a new show where I have to read the subtitles and to doing some research around what are the best ones to start with.
Yeah.
But this book's really fun. I feel like I don't often read stories that focus on romance or love, but I think I like them a lot when there's really good character development and the characters are interesting and they're kind of fun. So I thought this one's a good fit for me. And it's nice to read something light once in a while. This is a nice light read.
Yeah.
But not empty. It's light, but not empty.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd had this on my list for a while, so it had been suggested to me, but I recently saw that it was available on audio finally. Like it just, it's not a new book. I think it was published back in 2017. But this author's books that have come out since then all had audiobooks, but this one didn't. And then I just happened upon it the other day and was like, oh, it's finally on audio. Maybe I'll start listening to it. And then I did. But yeah, so it's a fun book. I haven't finished it yet, but so far so good. I don't know yet if she'll find true love, but either way, fun ride.
Yeah.
And then otherwise, I've been reading some other fun books too that I'll talk about on another show. But I also just started a new TV show, which is not a new TV show. It's just new for me. But I started watching The Umbrella Academy, which is based on a comic series.
I've heard of this. I've never watched it though.
Yeah, I think season 2 just came out. It's a Netflix series. And I was seeing previews for season 2 and I was like, maybe it's time to start watching season 1. See if I like it. Because I do like a good superhero story when it's done well, so it's pretty fun.
How is it so far?
Well, I've literally only watched the first episode so far.
Oh, okay.
or did I watch 2? I can't remember. I think I just watched 1. At the start of the show, which I'm not sure if it's the same as the comic series, but you're introduced to this family, which was made up of 7 orphans who, well, I guess they weren't orphans, but they were taken in as if they were orphans. A man basically collected these babies that had been magically born. So apparently there were all these women around the world who just one day woke up and they weren't pregnant, and then all of a sudden they gave birth.
Oh, no.
And so this eccentric, I forget if he's a millionaire or a billionaire, but he has a lot of money. So this eccentric man adopts 7 of the children, and it turns out that the majority of them have superpowers and they become this team. So while they start off as kids in a way, the show really starts off with the passing of the father figure, the adopted father, and the children who are now all adults coming back together. And there's some mystery around if the father died by natural means or not. And there's also interesting dynamics with the youth or the now adults, former youth.
Cool.
So it's pretty fun.
Yay.
Oh, and we've had some announcements on the Hudson City School District website. They're sharing information about where some of the seniors are going to school. And both Mashuda and Amelia have now been featured on that Facebook page.
Yay.
Do you want to tell everybody where you're planning to go?
I'm going to Columbia Green Community College. I'm going to be majoring in humanities.
Awesome.
I'm going to some new posts, and I think I'm going to major in education.
Yay.
Cool.
I'm so excited to see what you all learn and what you just... And I know 2 of our Bound by Books alumni have also just graduated from college, so congrats to Mahmuda and Antonia, who recently graduated from Mount Holyoke and Simon's Rock.
Yay. Congratulations.
They grow up so fast. And Lena, what grade are you going into?
5th grade.
5th grade. So you're turning 10 and about to finish up 4th grade.
Yeah, but I want to go with all the tall kids. Everyone is short in my school.
Yeah, that's part of why I thought you were older than you are. Both you and AJ, our radio listeners can't tell, but both Lena and AJ, our co-hosts, are fairly tall.
I am not fairly tall. I am 5'2". I am 2 inches below the average height for a female. I've looked it up. I looked up the average height for a female. I did. I've done it multiple times, praying to get those last 2 inches so I could be at least average. But I'm not. I'm not even the shortest in the school. I'm not even short enough to, like, be special. I'm just short. Like, I can't be in the yearbook for being short because I'm not the shortest. But I am short.
There's worse things than being average or under average.
Yeah.
I think of you as average height, if that makes you feel better.
Thank you. But I think no one else does.
Technically average height. Anyways, think we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone has a great week and reads lots of good books. And we hope Lena has a very good birthday weekend.
Yay.
Yay.
We'll be back next Monday to talk about some more books. Happy reading.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Where are you going? There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Legal. Impeachable.